I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. Maybe you saw the picture this weekend of Sully, George H.W. Bush's service dog, resting in front of his master's casket, as if still keeping watch over the late former president. Many of us humans have an emotional connection with dogs, not just our dogs, any dogs. That's one reason why dogs and other animals sometimes end up involved in diplomacy. Most recent example, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un gave two Pongsan hunting dogs to his South Korean counterpart Moon Jae-in as a symbol of friendship and reconciliation. It really was the gift that kept on giving because one of those dogs later had puppies. I heard all about it from Elias Grohl at Foreign Policy. So let me just work the cuteness angle before we move on. The Pongsan hunting dog, are they cute little puppies? Like on the cute meter, what's the score?
Oh, definitely. 10 of 10 would cuddle again. there's six of them. They're small. They're adorable. You can see the South Korean president and his wife snuggling these dogs on a blanket. The South Korean president is wearing a down vest and hiking shoes, and his new dog is looking over the litter, and the South Korean president's wife looks on adoringly. It's a very happy photo of the new family.
As you note, for Foreign Policy, dogs and other mammals, furry, cute mammals, have been part of international diplomacy for a while. What is the earliest instance you know of?
We can go very far back in history. For example, in the late 1820s, the Egyptian ruler Muhammad Ali Pasha sent three giraffes to various European courts as a kind of diplomatic maneuver. But the modern era of animal diplomacy, if you will, probably began with the Chinese. After Nixon went to China in 72, the Chinese sent a couple pandas to the United States, Ling Ling and Sing Sing. Those two pandas became star attractions at the Smithsonian National Zoo. And that was one of the starting points of this phenomenon of Chinese panda diplomacy, if you will. So China is the only country that is home to pandas, right? And so China uses these animals as diplomatic tools. They dispatch them to countries around the world, to zoos.
And also, I mean, isn't the Smithsonian Zoo in Washington, aren't they paying now China for the pandas?
Yeah, they are paying them now. Yeah. So they're not gifts anymore. They have to pay a few million dollars for the privilege of playing host to these pandas. A few years ago, there was the interesting story of a panda in the U.S. named Tai Shan. At the time, this was during the Obama administration, and Obama was set to meet with the Dalai Lama, and the Chinese, of course, were really upset about this. But the meeting went ahead anyway, and then following the meeting, the Chinese recalled their panda, if you will, and Tai Shan had to return to her home country. Whether it was actually a response to the meeting with the Dalai Lama or not, it's not entirely clear, but observers of panda diplomacy will certainly argue that this was an example of Beijing using control over its panda assets to use them as a diplomatic tool.
I've heard this story. Is it true? Richard Nixon responded to Mao's gift of Ling Ling and Sing Sing by sending two musk ox to China.
I think the U.S. got the better end of that deal. But yeah, it was two musk oxen, I think they're called.
I'm wondering, are there any modern examples of like a real Trojan horse, animals that are intended to be problematic for their new owners?
That's a great question. Well, I mean, there have certainly been animals that have been given to heads of state that are maybe a little surprising, right? So in 1990, George H.W. Bush went to Indonesia to meet with then President Suharto, and George H.W. Bush was given a couple of Komodo dragons, which are, you know, these giant lizards, like more than 7 feet long. They have not poisonous saliva in their mouth, but highly bacterial saliva in their mouth. So they'll bite you, and then the wound typically becomes infected afterwards. They run really fast. They're really scary creatures.
They are scary. I've seen them before.
So those animals made their way to the Cincinnati Zoo. One of them, Naga, is said to have fathered 32 Komodo dragons.